Good morning. Did I hear another beep?
Good morning, Jeannie. It's Betty.
Hi, Betty. How are you?
Very good. And I have to thank you for your veggie Benedict? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yum.
Aren't they great?
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah. I sure enjoy that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just one of my favorites. Did you ever have them before, like in our other lifetime?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. It's just when it caught my eye, and I thought I better try it.
Yeah, you know, it was. My husband is still on our past life, and so that's always been a favorite of his. So he was very impressed with it as well, and enjoyed
good.
It totally.
Oh, good.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's good to know. What are you talking about? The Veggie Benedicts.
Okay.
Did you get that? Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it. Doesn't mean I didn't get it.
Okay.
But I'm glad that one of those husbands, quote, liked it.
That's what you picked up on. I see.
Yeah.
That's what I turned into. I mean, as soon as I got in, that's what she was saying. Okay, what's this one about?
Yeah, what is it?
Thanks, Betty.
You're welcome.
How are you, Nancy?
Good, how are you, Jeannie?
Good. One of my friends gave me, she knows that I love vegetables, the Cook's Encyclopedia of Vegetables. And I think it comes from this magazine. I haven't looked at it totally completely yet, but the magazine are called Cook's Magazine. And they just explain every vegetable and every fruit. And I noticed the eggplant was under fruit this morning. I said, really? It's interesting.
Well, just like tomatoes, it has the same kind of, when you plant it from, you know, it has the flower, so I guess that's why.
Yeah.
Huh.
It says it's a member of the nightshade family, so it's related to potatoes, tomatoes, and peppers. So, and peppers are listed in here, too, so that must be it.
Are peppers a fruit or veggie?
Yeah. All kinds of peppers they've got. They have beautiful pictures in it. The print is very teeny in this particular book, anyway. But the pictures are beautiful.
Do they consider the peppers as a fruit or a veggie, Jeannie?
They're in the fruit section here.
Again?
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way, but yeah.
No, I didn't either.
I mean, we put them in the garden and they flower first.
Okay.
Like potatoes, yeah.
Okay. That's neat. I can't wait to have a garden. I really want to have a garden.
You would probably have to plant in the winter and harvest in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Although they plant tomatoes, I don't know, do they do them in Florida in the summer? I don't know.
I know we can have tomatoes here in the summer, too, but it's just a matter of water and having the right dirt.
Yeah.
And my backyard's not set up for that in the summer at all. Although, okay, I could do them in pots, and I've talked about this before, and I just haven't done it yet. So anyway, who else has joined us? I heard another beep.
Good morning. This is Mary Lou in Texas.
Hi, Mary Lou.
How are you?
Real good.
Good.
Anybody else want to say good morning? Or just morning? I know morning came quick for me today, it seemed like.
Well, you're back on 7 o'clock, aren't you?
Yes. Boy, what a difference an hour makes, huh? It's great. I sent around an article yesterday, I think, one of my friends who I've been talking with about our way of eating here, plant-based and all of that, and she sent me an article. She reads different things than I do, so it's neat to have a bunch of different, a collective group like we have here. This comes from, it's called Personal Liberty. PersonalLiberty.com, and it's under news and all of that. But anyway, it says, it's from March 18th, which is yesterday, in the health category of Personal Liberty News. It says, experts have pointed out that federal guidelines regarding proper nutritional intake are not justified medically and protect the interests of the food industry. Writing for the San Francisco Chronicle, two nutritional researchers, Dr. T. Colin Campbell and Dr. Caldwell B. Esselstein, Jr., claim that a significant number of health problems among Americans stem from the quality and quantity of food they consume. Their key assertion is that a whole foods, plant-based diet can prevent conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, or cancer, but the federal nutritional guidelines are surprisingly scant when it comes to these foods. Rather, the Food and Nutrition Board's 2002 report suggests that the consumption of up to 35% of calories as fat is acceptable as a way to reduce the risk of heart disease and cancer, a level that experts dismiss as too high. And then here's the quote, "The scientific findings on diet and disease are marginalized by the political power of huge, mutually reinforcing commercial interests, meat, dairy, sugar, drugs, and surgery," they state. Great quote. "In their view, the special interests are determined to convince lawmakers that solving the healthcare crisis should rely on increasing access to drugs and medical procedures instead of focusing on expanding access to safe and nutritional food sources." Campbell is professor emeritus of nutritional biochemistry at Cornell University, and Esselstein is a former president of the American Association of Endocrine Surgeons and a preventative medicine consultant at the Cleveland Clinic. I thought, cool. So she's backing me up with articles that she's finding, which is kind of neat, and convincing herself. They're juicing now at this present time, she said. They're trying the juice thing.
I ate lunch at Whole Foods unexpectedly yesterday, and as we're sitting there eating, a woman walked by, and in the top of her cart was, oh my gosh, this humongous bag standing up. It had to be 25 inch, I don't even know, tall, of big carrots.
Oh. Wow.
And I said, I wonder if she has rabbits. And she heard me, and she turned around and said, no, I'm juicing.
Well, you know, and I can remember buying big, giant things of carrots like that.
Uh-huh.
when I juiced, you know, at one time. And now with the Vitamix, it's really cool. You don't need all those big, giant carrots because you get the whole carrot. You get the whole food, you know, the fiber and the juice. So it just reminds me of that. That's good. Well, we had a couple other beeps. Anybody else want to say good morning? Hello? Let us know your name.
Hi, this is June in Fort Worth.
Hi, June in Fort Worth.
Yesterday on the call, they mentioned sending out a email about acid in alkaline food. Was that done?
Oh, I don't know.
I think Char was going to do that when she got a final.
Okay.
Yeah, when we get...
Are you on Char's list?
I'm going to make sure I am. I'll send an email to her in a few minutes. Does she use the Char, or does she use the other email?
Denny and Char.
Uh-huh.
Denny Char at Comcast.net.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And just put in the title thing something about lifestyle.
Okay. I shall do that.
Yeah. Good. And I heard Dottie, I think.
Yep, you did.
Hi, Dottie.
Recognizing my voice, I guess, huh?
I am.
How's your grandson, Daddy? Great-grandson.
Oh, you know what? So far, so good. Yeah, so far, so good. The thing I wanted to, I made a different type of breakfast. I heard it on Oprah the other day about oatmeal and replacing some of the water that you make it with apple juice.
Yeah.
And I made it this morning, and it was good. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
We used to do that a long time ago. In fact, we had this thing we called now I can't think of what we called it. But it was like a granola type, but raw, maybe like a muesli kind of thing, maybe. And we would put apple juice on it instead of milk or water. Many years ago.
Yeah.
I always liked that because I kind of like a sweet thing in the morning. I like, you know, I like the raisins in my cereal or banana or, you know, something like that. I'll have to try that again. I haven't,
it was good.
I think I was even using, like, a cranberry or one of those other juices for a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was using half and half in something, and I think it was the oatmeal. Maybe it was the rice. Good.
Well, good. Anybody have any questions this morning, concerns about anything that we need to talk about, or? No? I kind of missed out on the calls this week a little bit, too, so.
Well, we've missed you.
Yeah.
This is June. Yesterday I was re-listening to a CD that Dr. Moskos made at a convention in Irvine. And I know he is not living any longer, but it was just an excellent CD. And if anybody has that, I would encourage them to re-listen to that.
Did it have a title?
You know, that's in the car right now, but it talks about each ingredient, all the nutritionals, and it breaks them down and why they're important and how they are effective and how the Kinko, several of the products, how they all work. And
okay.
I will get that, and I'm going to put this on mute, and I'll go to the car and get it.
Okay. Yeah.
The gal I had lunch with yesterday, we were talking nutritionally, and she said that if the calcium we're taking does not have something, calcium hydroxyapatite, then it's not getting into the bones as well as it should. Now, ours does have something apatite, but it didn't have a hydroxyapatite.
Hydroxyapatite.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I've had several people question me about our calcium because they are sold on taking calcium with something else or something else. And I just take it, you know, I just feel like our calcium's good, but I wondered how we explain that to somebody about our calcium.
You know what, I usually just, if they love their calcium, I just let them take it.
I usually do.
Another thing you do is muscle test.
Yeah, muscle testing would be good.
Muscle testing, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or find some, with the information that's in the library on our mybeacon.com site, there's some, you know, if they're interested in looking at it.
Does anybody know what the power patch, the patch part, what's in that for people who have allergies to, like, Band-Aids and stuff like that? Is that information available? I'm not asking you specifically what's in it, but is that information available somewhere?
Seems to me I read something on the question and answers, the frequently asked questions, yeah.
Because she said she's allergic to Band-Aids, but she can use surgical tape.
Okay.
I had a man that said, oh, no. He said, I wouldn't touch him because of it. I'm so allergic to tape. So I didn't pursue it, you know, because I didn't want him to. But it'd be interesting to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I put a power patch on my shoulder, on my arm, the upper arm part, and where the rotator cuff and all that is. I put one there. And did really well with it. And then after the adhesive on ours wore down, I didn't have a replacement one, so a patch to put on it. So I used one of our Band-Aids that we had here, and the Band-Aid broke me out a little bit. Hmm. You know, I could see when I took it off, I could see the outline of the Band-Aid. It's interesting. So it didn't happen with our power patch. So
how long did you leave it on, Jeannie? Altogether?
It was there probably 3 days. The original one, the power patch was, and then I put it maybe another day or two.
Because I guess it's the QRS maybe. It recommends using it for only 3 days.
Okay.
And I think that's probably a CYA more than anything. If you're having a problem with it, yes, remove it. But otherwise, I know that Marty kept one on longer than that and didn't have a problem.
I've had a couple of them on my lower back for about 3 days now.
Uh-huh.
With the Band-Aid.
Band-Aids rather than the power patch?
Well, yeah, I realized that I don't need to use every power patch I've got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can reuse
the
magnetic on it, you know, so I'm using those for handing them to people and that kind of thing.
You can also buy at the drugstore, but get a roll of surgical tape.
The surgical tape, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what I want to get. Thank you.
Have they come up with the replacement ones yet, a box of the replacement patch?
Not to my understanding yet.
I wonder what's taking them so long.
I don't know.
You know, because I've tried surgical tape. I've tried all kinds of stuff, and it doesn't... It's very hard to find, you know, like the power patch, what's good about it, you can just stick it right in one area, and it does stay on, you know, for a few days, where, mm-hmm. like surgical tape, when you wash your hands and stuff, it comes off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not as, you know, you've got to wrap it a little bit more, and oh, my mm-hmm. God. I mean, I haven't been really, you know, talking too much about the power patches because of that. I wish we had... The mm-hmm. replacement patches, because then you'll be able to, you know, then you can say, well, these are the replacement patches, as much as the cost, and,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Well, you know, in the box of power patches, they give you 10 replacement discs.
Yeah, I know, but I've already used 4 of them, so.
So you're using it on your hands?
You go on your hands or any location that's hard to.
In water a lot.
You know, like. That's kind of rounded or whatever, because when you try to put the tapes on, it's the tape either frails up at the corners, mm. and then you keep pressing them. I mean, I'm finding a harder time. Maybe somebody else isn't, but I am.
How about if you use just regular Band-Aids? Use 2 of them, 1 overlapped.
Oh, I know. It's not the idea that it doesn't stay on. It's just uh-huh. that I have to replace them more often. I mean,
they
you know, they don't... I take a shower and they come off, you know? That's the only thing... that I'm a little, I wish they would have had them already ready, that's all.
Yeah. This is Mary Jane. I use paper tape. I had to put one on the back of my neck, and it just works fine.
Paper tape?
Paper tape.
Oh, good.
I was introduced to that quite a while ago, and I use that a lot, and I don't have any problem with it, and it stays on for a fairly, you know, fairly long time. So I know I...
Where does that come? Do you get paper tape at the drugstore too?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it called?
Paper tape. P-A-P-E-R. Tape.
I
don't know whether it's medical or not. You can just buy it on a roll, just like you buy regular tape. And it's waterproof. I mean, you can shower with it and it doesn't come off. Unless you know, 3 or 4 days, it's going to come off, but it'll stay on for a couple of days. In the shower.
Yeah. I
on my skin, yeah. On my skin, which is dry, so.
Mary Jane, I bought a round tape at the grocery store, and it's latex free, and the brand is E-Q-U-A-L-I-N-E. And they're little round tapes. They're 7-8 inches in spots, and there's 100 to a box. And they've been very successful. I shower in them, and then I glue them to the center of the gauze so that I can place them in areas when I'm having to. I can only use one hand, and then I can stick them down.
Hey.
Interesting how creative we can get.
Well, those little patches are going to be good forever, and you know that the sticky part of it needs to be replaced. How are you going to do that, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, good. Good to hear you, Mary Jane.
Good to hear you guys. I listen in with Shark quite often.
Oh, I bet. I thought you did.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, let's see. Who's got an exciting, who's been eating something different lately or... new to them. Tried something new. Or has anybody tried something new lately? No? We had a... Last night we were like, okay, what are we going to make here? I'm trying to cut back a little bit on the... we're trying to cut back on our pasta, rice, potatoes because we love those so much. And we end up having more of that than... You know, need to reverse that and make it a side dish. So we had just a little bit of this Kamet spiral pasta left. So I made a little pesto sauce just with, I didn't have any fresh herbs, so I used the dried herbs with it. A little bit of olive oil and that, and stirred it on that pasta. And then Ricky sliced up, we had a couple of eggplants, so we sliced up an eggplant, and I said, why don't we make like a little sandwich out of that? We did some eggplant on a half a piece of toast, not a half a piece of toast, but one piece of toast, and had some broccoli. Got two things together. Well, it was really, really delicious. So
you didn't eat the eggplant raw.
No, no, he roasted. Sorry, he sliced it and baked it in the oven. Like roasted it in the oven.
Mhm.
And had some spices on it. It was really very good. Kind of thin sliced it. The other eggplant we baked, and we're gonna make baba ganoush out of that today.
Mm.
So we ended up eating kind of late, so we didn't want to eat too much that way.
I went to a Lebanese restaurant for dinner last night, and I was looking at the menu, and they say they have a lot of vegetarian. And so I asked the waiter, who was adorable, he's a college student, and he wanted to know if I gave up meat and dairy for Lent.
I love it.
So he was questioning me about it. He said, you know, I know that's a healthy way of eating, but isn't it hard?
Well, not really. You know, I was reading yesterday, too, in the McDougall program for maximum weight loss. Just as a reminder to myself, I ran across that page on balancing your meal for weight loss. So if you want to lose moderately or rapidly or hastily, the moderate is two-thirds starch and one-third very low-calorie salads. And rapid is one-half and one-half, so half starch and half very low salad. And the hasty is one-third starch and two-thirds very low-calorie salads. Set on here, so I'm like, okay, I was in the right direction as far as cutting back on my starches, you know. So, you know, those things are easy. You know, it's easy to make a big pot of pasta or a big pot of rice or a big pot of potatoes, and not anything bad about them. I love them, and I think we should have them, too. But I was getting my proportions out of whack. Okay. Dead space. Everybody take a breath now.
This is Betty. I found a recipe on McDougall. I think it's March. I'll go back here and see. March of 2003. It's simply called black bean soup. It's like the simplest thing I ever made, and it's just absolutely delicious. And it's something I do a lot of times whenever it's like, okay, we have to do something fast here after being out all day or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's just three cans of black beans, or I've made it with black beans that I've, you know, done from dry, and 1 3/4 cups of vegetable broth. And it uses a cup of salsa, whether you make your own or whether you get it elsewhere. A quarter teaspoon of ground oregano, a quarter teaspoon of chili powder, or more to taste. Calls for 1/8 teaspoon of smoked chipotle chili powder, which I never have, so I don't use it, and several dashes of hot sauce. So you reserve a cup of the black beans and put everything else in a pan, and actually you can do it in a blender. I have an immersion blender so that I just put everything in a pot and then just use the blender, the immersion blender, to make it as thick or as chunky as I want it to be, and then put the one cup of beans that you reserve, put that in there, and then you cook it.
Mm.
You cook it for just like 10 minutes to get the flavors blended, and that's it.
So wait, Betty, you blend everything but a cup of beans first and then cook it for 10 minutes, and then add the reserved and then cook everything for 10 minutes, and that's it?
That's it.
So you blend it first, though?
Yes.
I wonder why you have to blend it.
Just so that you have that consistency, that it's a smoother.
Hmm.
You know, it's supposed to be a fairly smooth kind of thing, and then just have the one cup of beans that you kept out.
But you really I don't know that I would blend it. I think I would like it the other way better.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's
why I like the immersion blender kind of thing, because I can make it as chunky or as thin as I, you know, smooth as I want it to be. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it's just quick and easy, and, you know, it's a great meal.
And do you serve something else with it?
Usually just a salad.
Okay. That sounds good. I love black beans.
Yeah, me too.
Is that the March? What year was that, the March letter?
2003.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I had a, they have, you can either get lentil soup or chili, and I or mixed. So they put half of it on one side of the bowl and the other half on the other side of the bowl, and I had that last night. Very interesting.
I've had that, Nancy. That was from, I think it's Aladdin's, the restaurant here.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Yeah.
And it's cool that they don't blend when they do. I don't know how they do that. I've never tried it in a bowl. But my friend said, well, why don't you try mixing them? And I really was, without even realizing that I was doing that. You know, I was taking a little bit from each side as I was eating it. The chili had a little bit of a bite, but not terribly, but it was a nice combination.
Hmm.
And the lentils were all pretty whole. That's why I'm saying I'm not sure that I would actually blend the black beans, but maybe, I don't know.
That is an advantage of having that immersion blender, too, is that you can just chunk if you want to.
Right.
I'll bet you could put it in the bullet and not do it as much, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Pulse it a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Just quickly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I'm like you, Nancy. It's if I can get it all in one pot and deal with it that way, then it makes me happy.
Oh, yeah. I might even add some onions and garlic in there. I'm not sure.
Well, but you have all of that basically in your salsa.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yep.
Sounds good. Always
have you,
good soup.
Have you made your own salsa for that, Betty?
No, actually, there's a salsa that I get from Costco. It's a Jack's. It's called Jack's Special Salsa.
Is it
and
a fresh salsa?
And it's all
salsa?
Fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And that's what I use.
Okay. Good.
Probably if you're using a salsa that has a little bit of a zip, you can not use some of these stronger seasonings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True. Well, on the weekends, I'm demonstrating the salsa maker, so I make fresh salsa all day long, and I'm just going to bring some home now and I'll make some of that this weekend. I'll have
You'll
that
love
ready
it.
To go. Yeah, yeah. Thank
so
you.
Do you get good tomatoes down there in the winter, Judy?
Well, you know, I go to the produce house.
Uh-huh.
And so my tomatoes always look better than everybody goes, where did you get yours?
Uh-huh.
They're certainly not at the store. So I think they sell them to restaurants and things. So they're not the greatest tasting.
No.
And in fact, a little note about that. Last weekend, these Roma tomatoes that I bought a case of were so shiny. And I said to the group, a couple of groups in front of me, I said, do you suppose they pay somebody to shine these like that? I wondered was that all the chemicals they spray on them or what? Because they were just shiny. And it just made me think, what did they put on there?
You didn't ask anybody, huh?
No. No, I'm going to ask when I go pick up produce this weekend. I'm going to ask them if they pay somebody to shine those up like that. They were beautiful, red, looked like, you know, the perfect, what we Americans in the grocery stores, we look for that little perfect tomato or apple,
mm-hmm.
You know, but I think of what Vance Rogers said one time, you know, if it's not good enough for the worm or the whatever, you know, if they're not eating it, you know. So anyway, always those little sayings run around in my head from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought these looked like that little perfect tomato. Of course, they didn't taste as good.
And
the salsa is always good, you know.
You use the aromas for the salsa usually?
Yeah. They have more meat to them than juice. But I have used red ripe tomatoes, delicious ones, in the summer. You know, I try to get the ones in the store that are not hot house and all of that. The vine ripens and that kind of thing. Maybe it tastes a little better.
Nothing like a tomato right off the vine.
I've talked about this before. My brother-in-law in Michigan has a beautiful garden. And when we're there, oh, it's so good. He does his gazpacho and all those wonderful things. They have beautiful tomatoes. I would love to do that sometime. Well,
let me ask you a question, Jeannie.
Okay.
Have y'all noticed, well, nearly all of our grocery stores here in Texas, especially the HEB, are telling you exactly what source they come from on their tomatoes. Are you eating a lot from Mexico? I just haven't been having tomatoes.
Well, I haven't either, really. I try to save the ones from the weekend, but this weekend I didn't because they were so shiny. I saved them to work with next week, you know, but of course they're going to be in my salsa. But I haven't really looked that much.
Did they say, when you said they were so shiny, did they say where they were from?
I'll have to look at the box and see.
Everything that we have, pretty much, I've noticed, it's all telling. If it's telling if the grapes coming from Chile or the raspberries or everything with Sam's the other day, I noticed everything was out of the country. And then, of course, in their real care, they tell us, you know, on all of ours right here, if the fruits right from Texas, you know, and they'll say the onions are grown in Texas or, you know, where we get our oranges and everything else. But I just wondered if y'all were experiencing that.
Oh, one of our grocery stores, now big ads, all of our, not all, but a lot of our fruit and veggies are from Chile. That's the big buzzword, they think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. And what did we read
on
this?
We know when they come like that there's no, they can use any pesticide they want to.
Well, but as we read in the paper the other day here, they're using the same crap here.
Mm-hmm.
That's a medical term.
Medical term.
Well, I don't know what we do.
I do try to avoid Mexico for some reason. I don't know. And I won't buy the grapes from Chile, as good as they taste. But that's me, you know.
Well, that's me. I mean, I just was wondering with y'all when she said that. I thought, well, I'll just pass.
Yeah.
They probably spray those tomatoes with paint or something.
Well, I'm thinking I don't know what they do with them.
Yeah. Apples and pears sometimes have a film, and peppers. And you wonder, what is the film that's on them? It's to help preserve them so they don't rot as quickly.
Like a wax.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I did, and I tried. I did take one, and I have lemon juice, and so I put lemon juice all over it and rubbed it.
Mm.
And then I poured my pie water on it. This was while I was on my booth there. And then sliced it up. I put a little bit on one of my sandwiches that I had brought with me, one of my pecan mushroom burgers.
Did it change the outside?
It did. The lemon juice did take some of the shine off.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, I mean, I didn't let it soak, but it's just in the back of my head, and I'm like, God, do I really want to eat that? You know, it's interesting. I have cut down my tomato consumption lately, I've noticed, too. We haven't had them in our salads and stuff, but there's so many wonderful other vegetables to put in our salads that, you know, I get big radishes and cut those up to make a red, and red bell pepper, you know, those kind of things to put in our salads. I like the contrast of colors. I think colors are they're real important to me. They make me want to eat it, you know, when you see all the red and green and purples.
Well, it's good to get the variety, too.
Well, any other issues, wonderful things we want to talk about this morning?
Has anybody else thought of anything else for macular degeneration besides just good nutrition? Shaw shared with me yesterday and hit me on the mask, King Cole mask, eye mask. Mm-hmm. Have any of the rest of you heard of anything? I saw it either in a news article or the media or something saying that they had found that the most help had to do with nutrition. And so, which I think helps with everything. But I didn't know if anybody else had thought of something else I needed to help this client with.
I haven't really read anything. anything recently, other than what you mentioned.
Thank you.
You hear my dog ringing the bell so she can go outside. Anyway, sorry about that. Well, good. Well, I guess we'll, if there's nothing else anybody needs to share or would like to talk about, we'll talk again tomorrow. We're close to our time here.
Did she come back in with the name of that tape and I missed it, or did she say?
Oh, June. Was it June?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you there, June? Nope. She got tackled by the neighbor, I bet.
My thought was that some of the information, since the nutritionals have so dramatically changed since he was alive, some of the information is probably old. But it's amazing when you listen to a tape that you've had for a couple of years, just in general, things that you kind of have put so far in the back of your mind, you forgot. So
exactly.
I find it helpful to refresh on some of these older tapes that are sitting around.
Mm-hmm. I think it's good. Did you ever get a chance to check either, that new one? Jeannie, have you listened to the one from that Shar sent out?
Not yet. I don't have it. I have to check my mail. I bet it's in my mail now.
Okay.
And that one is on...
there were two. Seeds of Deception and Roger Drummer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Check out your Roger Drummer and let me know, Jeannie, how it is. I was wondering how old it was. I couldn't decide when he gave a presentation. And does he work for Nickin, do you know? Or is he just a consultant and does his own thing?
Is he a consultant with NECAN? Do you know Nancy?
Rebecca, I think, was the one who said that she wanted to get him to go to Middlefield, Ohio, and he said to do it through NECAN. So I'm assuming from that...
He's like a corporate speaker or something, maybe.
Yeah, there's definitely a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yet his when he spoke, it was definitely not geared NECAN.
Well, on this tape, he's speaking about the different products.
Okay.
And he talks a lot about, and I had some questions because I was a little bit confused. He talked to me one way, and then he talked a little bit else about RevUp.
He helped to developed our immunity product, the mushrooms and that kind of thing.
Okay.
He's an herbalist or herbologist or whatever.
Yeah, he is, I think.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I had another question, you know, or two on it. When y'all do, listen to it and see.
You know, he has a website, rogerdrummer.com.
Yes, I don't know what I am so inefficient in doing that. I wanted to ask him questions, but somehow or another, it just, when I try to put it in, it reverts back and says, you are already enrolled. You know, we already have you on our list. And then I never can ask my question to get it answered.
Oh.
You know, when I heard him talk, he told us how to do that. I'll have to look that up and let you know, Mary Lou.
Okay, I'm just goofing up on the computer, but y'all know how I'm not the best on it.
I'm right.
You keep trying, though. That's good.
I just keep working with it.
Yeah.
You know, I can get in and do all the WebEx and all that other stuff. Now, I'm not too hot on the very new thing, but I think it's great because, boy, it's really got the materials on the E. Is it called E?
In Touch,
yeah. I've listened to several conference calls, and so maybe I'll be able to do it. Plan on it.
That's great.
Have you already done it? Are you enrolled, Jeannie?
I'm enrolled, and I'm working on it. Last night I was wanting to send a video, and somehow I don't know how to put it into my library, so it was kind of late, and I said, forget it. I'll do it in the morning when I'm a little fresher.
When I've got enough time, and I guess my mental capacity is going right to do it, but
yeah.
I'm working with it because you can really... Like you said, get just what you need to send to somebody.
Yeah, it's great. All the libraries, I think it's wonderful that NECAN is sharing their library. They already have that stuff put together, the great pictures, and you can add your text and then email it out. I did email one thing to myself so I could look at it and realize that I had typed in the wrong email, or not email, but the wrong, because you can type up your own profile, and I had typed up my web page wrong. So it's a good thing I sent it to myself. So I do recommend that send it to yourself and view it first.
Oh, that was a great idea.
Yeah, that way, you know, you can tell if you what they're getting and receiving and that kind of thing. So,
well, I've got a long ways to go, but anyway, I'll try to see how I can do.
You're doing great.
Can I interject about the InTouch here a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been working with it now for the past few weeks. It's awesome. It's really, really good. The only problem that I'm finding with it is that when I send it out, some people are not being able to open up the videos.
Oh, okay.
And I called the company about it. I called, you know, the contact support. And I guess they're still working out those bugs.
Okay.
So, yeah, so follow up, I guess, calling people and make sure that they are getting it and that they are being able to open it.
Okay.
Is important, you know. And the tracking is good, but the only thing is, I mean, I've noticed that the ones that I've sent out, I think the majority of them, haven't opened them up. So
Okay. That's
my follow up. But, funny. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No. Go ahead, Donnie.
Yeah, no, because when I send it to myself, I can open it up myself. So whatever I have on my program, I can do it. But when it goes out to another person, they have been not being able to open it up. And if you just write a little email message, you know, that's all they're looking at, and they probably figure that's all there is, you know.
Okay.
So I think maybe
in our message we could put let me know if you can open this or not, or
right. Something
like that.
Maybe. Right, exactly.
Until we figure that out.
Yeah, but there's some glitches in it, you know, which they're working out, and if you are having problems, just call the support. They're awesome.
Okay.
Shakara is the one I've been working with. She's been so nice.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doug.
So they're very nice. They're very helpful, and they like to have that feedback, too, so that way they don't think that everything's working perfect, you know?
You know, that's a good point. I need to do that, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right, guys.
Excuse me. You know what's great? The other thing that's really good on it is if you have somebody in your downline that's their birthday, you can actually send them a little birthday greeting, an email birthday greeting. And if they go up in rank, you can, you know, because I have one downline that went to executive last month, and I sent her a congratulations, and you can put a little thing on it and everything too. So, yeah, it's pretty
that's
cool.
That's neat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
even
great.
Crossline, if you know anybody that you work with too, you know, their birthdays or whatever. So,
well, I have some birthdays coming up in my family that have used some of our products and stuff. So I'm gonna do a little birthday that way. We do electronic birthday cards anyway, back and forth, because they're in Florida.
Uh huh.
So.
Yep. Yep. And even get well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ones too. So, yeah, it's
pretty
cool.
A good one.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, guys, we'll talk tomorrow. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the day. Thanks for your comments and input, recipes. Take care.
You too, Jeannie. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.